98 FM's
All Day Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan. 98 FM's Worldwide Red.
She have loads going on this morning.
I do, lots of TV news. First up, the trailer for Simon Cowell's new Netflix series has been released. It's called Simon Cowell, The Next Act, and it airs on the 10th of December. So not long to go now, sure.
Yeah,
almost
no.
December.
Flying around.
It follows Simon as he looks for the next big boy band.
Yes.
As much as I love my job on TV, I miss where I started, signing artists and working with bands. There is a massive opportunity. I am going to find a new boy band. But the minute they walk in the room, you get a feeling about someone. But there is a huge risk here. If this goes wrong, it will be Simon Cowell has lost it.
I just think that man is cleverer. Do you know? I don't think he's going to set himself up to fail.
No, I'm sure there were a few people who were scouted to audition before they did. But he was in Dublin for these auditions for the boy band. So I'll be interested to see now if there's an Irish member of the new boy band. And we also actually had Simon on the show.
We did. And you made him laugh like really hard. I can't remember. You said something to Simon Cowell and he...
Maybe it was the fact that we played one of our Christmas songs to Simon, and he said it was a bit of a racket, but not the worst. Racket, but not the worst. We'll take that. Next up, we might be getting a TV series all about this icon's life. Sorry, what a song.
Tune.
Cher reportedly in talks with Netflix to make a show about her life and career.
Why has this not already happened?
A 7-part series that could potentially air in 2026.
Oh,
wow, they move fast. It's called Sharing Her Story. That's the current working title. But they haven't spelled Cher, like sharing.
Share.
It just says Sharing, S-H-A-R-I-N-G. Sharing Her Story. I will never forget in a previous life when I was the social media manager for 98FM. We once gave away tickets to Cher at 3 Arena, gig that yourself and myself went to.
Yes.
And the mechanic for the competition was liking Cher.
Well done.
I was thrilled with that
one.
So Netflix missing a trick there. Some news now that I wasn't expecting after severely horrendous reviews.
Yeah.
We're getting a second season of All's Fair.
Have you watched?
No, I still haven't. I don't have a sitting room.
I pressed play on the first episode and I thought I was going to love it. And I just thought, it's not even terrible enough to watch. It was just terrible.
Well, it's made by Ryan Murphy. It's an all-female law firm and it stars Kim Kardashian, Sarah Paulson and Glenn Close. Renewed for a second season on Hulu because the show's done really well. Debuted at number one on Hulu's viewership chart. So it's their biggest original scripted premiere in 3 years. But I do think that's because
of the zero
curiosity.
Stars. Yeah.
Yes, because Rotten Tomatoes didn't get a score of
0%.
Finally, this morning, something I also wasn't expecting. Yep. Denise Welsh has recorded her own Christmas song. She's following.
No, you can't just roll that out and then not just take a beat. Denise Welsh, as in.
Yeah. She's following in her son's footsteps. For those who don't know that Denise's son, Matty Healy, is the lead singer of the 1975. So this is part of a campaign. She's teamed up with Celebrations.
Oh, yeah.
For a track that's called Sleigh Bells. And it's kind of similar to something we would write and record. Take a listen.
When did Christmas get so strict and have so many rules? Come on, St. Nick, we're done with them. Don't take us all for fools. Who's to say it's turkey? Geordie's love roast ham like mad. And guess who always cooks it? Way me ex, me boys' dad. Sleigh bells, we're doing it our way. We're serving looks, not turkey, on this our holiday. Sleigh bells, we're doing it our way. We'll laugh, we'll shout together, on this our holiday. Hey!
Now, I love Denise Welsh as much as the next gay, but like, we've written way better Christmas songs for this show.
Brendan, are we delusional?
Maybe we are.
Delulu. Well, that's out now, and you can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A new prize
for some luscious locks.
matchy, 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 matchy. And the soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Well, good morning, happy Tuesday, and welcome to Matchy Matchy. It is the most glamorous game on the radio, and it's your chance to win a phenomenal prize. If you match three words with either myself or Brendan, you'll be getting your hands and your hair on this.
It's time to look your best with Matchy Matchy.
That's a wrap.
No, it's a Dyson hair wrap.
This is where style and glamour live.
What?
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Wow. What an amazing prize.
It's so good.
And if you have no hair, you can re-gift it to someone who will be absolutely thrilled. Good morning to Kerry in Donabate here on 98FM. Kerry, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
We're great, thanks, Kerry. Who do you have playing with you this morning?
I have my son, Alex.
Oh, good morning, Alex. Kerry, are the decorations up in your house yet?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
What day did you put them up, Kerry?
I only put them up on Sunday.
Very nice. Yeah, I think lots of people did that over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cold weather, you couldn't really go outside.
Well, that's it. Now that it's got colder, it feels like it's right because it was so mild for ages. Kerry, exactly. Would you be in the market for a Dyson Airwrap?
Oh, definitely. Been looking for one for a long time.
Well, fingers crossed we can give it to you this morning. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Brendan.
Okay, ooh, I'm off to the soundproof booth.
Goodbye, Brendan. Enjoy that now.
I will.
Brendan is off to the soundproof booth. Off he pops. Right, Kerry, let's try get a Matchy Matchy. Your first word this morning. Gift.
Dust.
Gift, dust.
Sorry, is that dust?
No, gift. G-I-F-T.
G-I-F-T. Sorry, I can't hear that one properly.
Gift. Like a different word for a present. Gift.
Oh, gift. Oh, sorry. Gift wrap.
Gift wrap. Your second word, library.
Library card.
Library card. And your third word this morning, soap.
Soap dispenser.
Soap dispenser. So we have gift wrap, library card, and soap dispenser. Are you happy to lock in those words, Kerry?
Yeah, lock them
in. Brilliant stuff. We're fetching Brendan from the soundproof booth. He's only been in a moment. Oh, I can see him appearing through the door.
Hello.
There he is. Why, hello there, Brendan. How are you?
No machine in the soundproof booth.
No way.
Yeah, I know.
Gosh, the budget's been upped.
It has.
Okay, Brendan, your first word this morning.
Yes.
Gift.
Wrap.
Gift wrap. Your second word, library.
Book.
Library book. And your third word, soap.
Oh, I'm between two. And they both begin with a D. Soap. Dish.
Soap dish. Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Kerry in Donabate?
Sadly
not, guys. You did both say gift wrap.
Gift wrap, yeah.
But after library, Kerry said library card, then soap dispenser.
So I was going to say dispenser.
I'm getting in a lot of trouble here. Not saying book.
But I was going to say dispenser as well. Library card.
Wasn't meant to be.
Guys, sadly not. But Kerry? We're going to send you and Alex out a 98FM goodie bag. And thank you so much for listening to 98FM.
Thanks a million, guys.
Cheers, Kerry. Have a great day.
Bye.
Yeah, dispenser dish.
There were a few options.
There were.
The stars didn't align this morning, but maybe tomorrow they will. If you would like to play Matchy Matchy and try and win a gorgeous Dyson Airwrap, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.